Paul Mudding Communications postgame show. Tom Ceratori joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Tom, losing stinks, but I think you got better as the night went on.
Yeah, agree? But whatever. You know what, Schultz? I'm not into it right now. We have a 3-3 game with 3.5 to go in the second period, and you know what? The two goals at the end right there. I mean, self-inflicted. We could have locked on, went into the third period, 3-3, and yeah, as much as it was a pretty good third period, again, we shot ourselves in the foot. Two power play goals, a 4-on-4 goal, two breakdowns at the end of the second period. You know, that doesn't make me too happy.
Understandable. Their power play had not been going very well to start the season. They scored so quickly, I didn't even know where your breakdown was.
Yeah, don't even worry about it, Schultz. You don't need to know tactically where it was.
Ethan Somoza turned this thing around, though, in short order. The second one I thought was just an unbelievable pass by Eric Martin. I don't know how he even saw it.
It was a nice goal. And, again, it's just too bad. Again, we shot ourselves in the foot afterwards. So I don't want to sound like a negative Nelly right here, but it's just the way it is right now. And, again, I'm not too jacked up right now.
You know, coming into this building, even without fans, it's going to be a tough place to play. Again, they're so senior-laden. Again, they've been there, done that. You guys are pretty senior-laden, too. Are you expecting your guys, because they are experienced, to bounce back better tomorrow night?
Well, yeah, I don't know if we got to bounce back. Let's just take care of the easy things that are easy to take care of. I mean, that's all we got to do is just tidy up a little, some details. And, you know, start having some, start having a little pride in our defensive game. I mean, we've given up the Beavers have given up, you know, it's 5, 3, 3, and 5. I mean, unacceptable.
You guys are on pace to give up more goals in a shortened season this year than you gave up all of last year. And I asked, I believe it was Brennan Harris after the second period, you know, a lot of the goals that Zach Driscoll's given up have been, he's made that first save.
Hey, no question. Let's not even go there, Schultz. I don't want to go there.
All right. See you tomorrow.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. 5-4, the final score here tonight. The Mavericks win it.